New details now on a story that began last year with a foiled assassination attempt of a US citizen in New York. The Washington Post has found direct links between the Indian government's spy agency and the foiled assassination plot. The target was an American, also known to be a leader of the Sikh separatist movement, and Sikhs are a minority religious group in India that have been calling for their own independent state. Their movement gained traction in the 1970s and 80s. The story quotes a Western security official saying the Indian government was involved in the assassination plot because, quote, they knew they could get away with it. Let's bring in Ellen Nakashima. She covers national security for our editorial partners at The Washington Post, and she co-reported the story. Hi, Ellen.
Hi.
Some may remember last year's assassination of another Sikh separatist leader in Canada, but this plot you're reporting on was supposed to take place in New York City. Who was the target here, and how did that plot get foiled?
The target was a Sikh separatist named Gurpatwant Singh Panum, a lawyer and the leader of this U.S.-based separatist group called Sikhs for Justice, which advocates, as you noted, for the secession of the Indian state of Punjab to create a sovereign Sikh state called Khalistan.
And how did the plot get foiled?
It was initially seen as a murder-for-hire, drug-hit type of case that the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration in the United States, was investigating. And they were able to... through an informant, learn of the plot and get ahead of it and foil it and arrest the man who was supposedly going to one of the organizers of this is an Indian national named Nikhil Gupta, and they got him arrested. They lured him to Prague, and he was arrested there.
I mean, I have to say the details of your story, I encourage people to read it, as just kind of like a messy spy novel kind of plot gone wrong. But what did you learn about how this operation was planned, but importantly, who was involved?
Yes, well, initially it looked like it was a simple sort of drug murder for hire type of case. It later became clear after this Indian national was lured to Prague and arrested, his name was Nikhil Gupta, it became clear he was actually being directed by a senior officer in India's spy agency called the Research and Analysis Wing, or RAW by its acronym. And this case, in fact, had connections, was directed by the Indian government through this spy agency, which took it out from beyond just a criminal case to one involving and implicating the Indian government in what is seen as a form of transnational repression.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And you quote, as I read earlier, the Western security officer saying the Indian government knew they could get away with it. That seems like it's saying a lot about Prime Minister Modi's relationship with the US. What's the calculation here for the Biden administration? Are they pursuing justice vigorously?
So the interesting thing about this case is that it reflects both the emerging position of India in the world and the great degree to which the United States is seeking to cultivate this relationship, this strategic partnership, it calls it, with India. Mm. As the world's largest democracy and one that ostensibly shares some of the same democratic values, but one that can also, as a strategic partner, serve as an important counterweight in the region to China. And that is a major strategic goal, a foreign policy goal of the United States, and it's one that India also shares. So in that sense, they have some shared interests. And in that calculation, at times, it puts the United States in an uncomfortable position of pitting sort of professed democratic and human rights values against strategic interests. Mm.
And I have to ask you, Ellen, because it's clearly another sign of an authoritarian leaning of the Modi government. India's in elections right now. Modi is all but guaranteed a third term. I'm just wondering what this bodes for the minorities of India if he's re-elected.
Well, frankly, he's widely expected to be reelected. He's the sort of strongman in image of a Hindu nationalist leader is one that is immensely popular in the country, in which, in fact, Prime Minister Modi is making great hay out of this idea of him standing up to separatist factions, minorities, including, you know, the Sikhs and Kashmiris.
Yeah, we've been talking with Ellen Nakashima. She covers national security for our editorial partners at The Washington Post. Ellen, thank you so much.
Thank you.